Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we're going to be talking to you about The Bachelor, The Traitors, The Challenge, Survivor, and the premiere of Survivor at that. So we're super excited to be talking to you today. I am just a disclaimer here. Sorry if I sound like super nasally because I had surgery on my nose and my sinuses a few days ago, so getting through that, but we're here and ready to podcast for everyone today. Getting started here today with The Bachelor. We had our top seven people. We had two one-on-one dates, Juliana and Latia. I think both of them are definitely front runners. And we had a group date with Zoe, Alex, Carolina, Dina, and Serafina. So since I've been home and recovering, my mom actually watched some of these shows with me. She watched The Bachelor with me, and she loved Latia. And it's so funny because she doesn't watch The Bachelor. So we get to like the rose ceremony. She's like, well, there's like seven people left, and she's like, okay, so is he gonna pick the one now? I'm like, no. We don't go from seven
No, Mom, they
to
dragged this out for five more
one.
weeks.
Yeah, I'm like, no, we don't go from seven to one. But he does pick the hometowns. He gets to go meet the families or whatever. She's like, oh, okay. Well, the Mormon girl is definitely getting a rose.
The Mormon girl.
So funny. But yeah, so on her date, on Latia's date today or this week, she talked to him about being Mormon, and it seemed like he was like okay at first, but then when she started kept talking about it and was like, I've never dated somebody who's not Mormon, he kind of seemed like, ooh, like I don't know, and I don't know. But she ends up getting a rose. She makes it through. So her hometown I'm super excited for. I actually gave her my MVP. Well, I gave two people MVP, but she was one of the people I gave MVP to this week because I just thought, I mean, their connection is so strong and they just had a really great date.
Yeah, I like her. I've liked her for a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like that. And I think she's one of the prettiest ones. I actually gave my MVP to Zoe.
Oh, okay.
The
That's
girl has never gotten a group date. I mean, a one-on-one date, and she just got a hometown. So whatever she's been doing or not doing, and she was so positive on the group date. And I would have been, if anyone had any room to be kind of upset and bitter, it was her. And yeah, no one-on-one time, one-on-one like date, and she makes it to hometown.
Good for her. I mean,
Good for her. So she's my MVP. And I liked her attitude during the group date after she found out she didn't get the one-on-one.
the more we see her, the more and more I like her. And I think I also might be biased because I listened to her on, shoot, I can't remember if it was Happy Hour or Almost Famous. I think it was Happy Hour. And her backstory is so sad. And it just like really makes me feel for her. She was adopted by a Caucasian family, and she lived in small town West Virginia. And she was told by men in when she was in high school that they were not allowed to date her because she was black. And for her, so she didn't have a boyfriend until she was a senior in college. And then when she started doing pageants is when she really started to gain confidence in herself. And she said that prior to being on The Bachelor, she was second runner-up in a pageant, and I think Miss USA, but I could be wrong. And she lost her job, and like all this happened within like a month of each other. And then Bachelor contacted her to be on the show, so she was like, why not? My whole life is like changing right now, I might as well do it. And I think that just like knowing that backstory about her too, really shows why she is the way she is, why she does have that hard exterior, why she is a little, more bold. I just have I have a lot of respect for Zoe now, so I'm glad you gave her the MVP.
Yeah, I liked her last episode too.
I think the more we see her, the more I like her, honestly. The other person I gave my MVP to is Juliana. She had the other one-on-one date. She had the pretty woman date of the season. Instead of going shopping, though, they went to a castle and tried on all these ball gowns and stuff that their stylist was someone who dresses royals. And so that's kind of cool. But she had this really pretty pink one-on-one dress that she wore that they picked out then. I didn't give it the best dressed because I liked two outfits, two different outfits that Dina wore. So Dina got my best dressed, but I really, really wanted to at least like mention that that pink dress I thought looked so good on her. And she had such a great one-on-one date too. I think that she's definitely someone who has a connection with Grant, and obviously she made it to hometowns, but I think she's gonna go really far. As far as the group day goes, it was kind of the Carolina show.
Again.
Again, I gave her my LVP. I think.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think the difference between Zoe stealing time and Carolina stealing time is that when Carolina does it, she's like really like whiny about it. And when Zoe does it, she's like very bold and confident
Well,
about it.
yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Going there on that group date and just sitting there at the table pouting and having that face on the whole time was just all just to try to get Grant to come and talk to her.
I mean,
And
she's like completely away from the group.
oh, I can't stand her.
Yeah, I agree. The more I see it, it's like the opposite of Zoe. The more I see of Carolina, the less I like her.
It was kind of funny that her and Dina, like, right before the rose ceremony, like, squashed whatever it was, because I'm pretty sure Carolina thought she was getting a rose. And then I think one of the reasons Grant did not give her a rose was because of the conversation Dina had with him about Carolina. She kind of sealed her fate.
Yeah, well, because he trusts Dina.
Yeah.
I mean, she has like such a level head. She's a lawyer. Like, they're, I mean, and not just like, oh, all lawyers are good or whatever, but I think he trusts her because she's smart.
Well, she's not very emotional based, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Kyler just goes, "I'm emotional." Yes, I'm well aware of the
I
so
think
yeah, I think you're
Carolina
right.
will be good in paradise. We'll see you there.
I think she's gonna get a lot of attention too in Paradise from guys. She's super cute.
So also, like, little side note, Women Tell All is filming like as we speak.
Oh, really?
So I'm sure we'll get a few people confirmed going to paradise. I know it looks like Jeremy and Jonathan are together. I bet they're going to be there in the audience. I'm sure that they're going to be like the paradise promo or whatever.
Who?
Jeremy and Jonathan from last season, from Jen's season.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, Jeremy was the villain.
No.
No, that was Sam. Okay.
Jeremy was the one we liked.
We did like him.
Yes.
Okay. God, I've already forgotten these people. Okay.
That's okay. That's so funny though. Yeah, so I gave my best dress, like I said, to Dina. She had this like black after party dress that it was kind of short, but it was like poofy. It was like fitted at the top and then just poofy at the skirt. And I really thought that it looked really great on her. And then she had a light pink rose ceremony dress that was like kind of silky. I liked that too. So I gave my best dress to.
Was the black one, the black outfit, was that the one she was fighting with Carolina in with? Was
Yes.
she wearing? Yeah, I like that. That was cute.
Yep. I want to know who Kyler thinks is best dressed.
She said she liked it too.
Did she watch?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No, I actually watched it on Hulu this time instead of my DVR. So when I went for a run, so nobody watched it this time but me.
Gotcha. Okay.
But she likes pink, so I think when she was talking about when you were talking about the pink dress.
Oh, well, you'll have to show her Juliana's pink dress and Dina's pink dress and let
Oh yeah.
what she likes better. Okay, so did you have any quotes this episode?
I only had two. They were both from Latia.
Okay.
She said 100% chance of rain, 100% chance of love.
Okay.
She's so cute. And then after they tied the knot, which that tying knot ceremony was so cool in Scotland. She goes, "We tied the knot. Everyone can pack it up and go home."
Yes, I had that one too. That's a great quote.
She's cute.
Yeah.
I just had those two.
Okay.
Oh, I did have. I kind of did think it was funny when Carolina said those were not very good points coming from a lawyer.
Okay.
Because I was kind of with her, like Dina was kind of talking in circles, and so I was like, "She's not wrong." So I had that one too, but
That's a good one. I had a couple Carolina quotes too. She said during the fight, she says, "I didn't know it was going to start raining, Dina. I cannot account for the re what for the weather gods."
God, she's such a bitch.
And then she said at the beginning of the date, "Dating the same man in a group setting is awful. 0 out of 10. Do not recommend." And then, okay, so I had a Alex quote to Carolina. So after Juliana gets on the helicopter, Carolina like says like, "I'm not jealous," or something like that. And Alex goes, "You went on a private jet, babe."
Yeah, I thought that was funny too.
And Grant, when he's like trying on his clothes, he goes, "I feel like I'm the Fresh Prince."
Yeah.
Okay, so I had a Juliana quote, and it is definitely more serious. So she's talking about how someone in her life struggled with addiction and how that affected her. So she says, "I think that the struggle has made me stronger, but of course, that is why I come off so happy all the time because I'm really afraid of the darkness that I saw and I'm afraid to go back there." I just thought it was very insightful, very self-aware. Not definitely not a funny quote, definitely a more serious quote, but I thought that it showed more dimensions of her that we haven't seen.
So I thought it was interesting she didn't name the family member, and I'm wondering if she did that out of respect for
I think so.
that person. Like if it was a mom or dad and we're going to eventually meet them maybe, or a sibling, because if a sibling is an addict and stuff, I mean, all their attention is paid to that sibling, or can be, because the parents are worried about. So I'm like, yeah, I just thought it was interesting. She did. I mean,
She
so
didn't.
that's what it sounded like to me. It was someone very, very close, but she just didn't want to, or
Out
it
them.
wasn't ready to out them yet,
Well, and it's not her place to out them.
Yeah.
It's anonymous for a reason. So, yeah. No, I thought she handled that whole conversation situation really, really maturely, really well.
But I'm guessing she told Grant, but she just made a deal with ABC, like it's not my place, and of course they have to honor that because, like you just said, it's anonymous.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's tough, but I'm kind of interested to see what will play into, 'cause she gets a hometown date. So will we learn more on the hometown? Will the person be
Yeah.
themselves? I don't know. But I think that we are set up for some really interesting hometown dates with Juliana, and obviously like her family struggles with Zoe. Her she was adopted, and then we have
Latia, that's the one I want to
Latia,
watch.
who that will be really interesting because if her family, I mean, he's not Mormon, so I guess I don't know, like in the Mormon faith, like is she not, I'm guessing she's not supposed to marry someone who's not Mormon. So that's an interesting aspect of that. And then we have Dina, who I guess I'm least excited about. But I also
Dina
like
just
Dina, so
seems
I'm
so
not.
much older than these women. Is she a lot older, or is it just her how she carries herself?
I'm not sure.
Almost can't
She's
see Dina's.
31.
I mean, some of these girls in past bachelorettes have been like 22 and 23. So yeah, I think that's a big age difference.
I do think his women in general skewed a little older, though. Like, let's see. Latia is also 31.
Yeah, he wasn't looking for a baby.
Juliana is 28. And who was the last one? Zoe.
So he looks like the youngest to me.
Zoe's 27. So I mean your youngest going to hometown is 27. So they range from 27 to 31 is his final four. You have any final thoughts on Bachelor before we move on?
No,
No? Okay.
I've been underwhelmed this season.
Yeah, it's like worst season of Bachelor. I don't know. And do we think it's the worst season because we don't know Grant? Do we think it's the worst season because the season is shorter? Do we think this that it's because Joey was the best bachelor of all time? He was the last bachelor we saw. Like, there's so many factors that go into why I'm not liking this season.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed with Grant, to be honest. He's very vanilla to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so I guess moving on to the traitors. We had a pretty exciting episode of the traitors. I think we're getting to the point where every episode is pretty exciting. But Brittany goes to meet Danielle and she has the ultimatum. She can either join her or be murdered. There are rumors going around that Danielle had told her previously that she's a traitor.
What?
Production has come out and done interviews saying like that's not possible. We have cameras everywhere, blah 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 blah. And then I saw like Trishelle did an interview and Trishelle was asked about it, and Trishelle was like, I didn't see Brittany was surprised at all. That would completely ruin everything, but part of me like wants to believe it because there was no shock value there. I don't know. Interesting little theory. What do you guys think about it?
I feel like Brittany just knew she kind of deep down after the Carolyn thing, she knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just Danielle was just very obvious, and Brittany knows her for years, so I think she just knew.
Yes.
That would make sense. They kill Tom. Tom's finally dead.
Yeah, which I don't know. I thought they were going to go with Gabby. I thought that was a really weird choice.
Kind of.
I don't know. I don't know what Danielle's doing. I don't see any way this lady can
When?
win. So I'm kind of like,
Well, I gave Gabby my MVP. I thought that Gabby had all eyes on her. It was like kind of between Gabby and Danielle. She ends up getting no votes for her at all. It all changes to Ivor at the last minute. She was just brilliant all episode long. She completely clocked Danielle at the round table. I gave my MVP to Gabby.
Honestly, I give it to her too for all that, but I would have given it to her simply for what happened before. Sorry, guys. I know Christina had major surgery, but I did have a sinus infection, so I kind of sound a little bit like her too, without all the abuse to my face. I would have given it to her just for how she reacted with Danielle in the fireplace room. That was hysterical.
Oh my gosh, how she just like
She's
sat
like, I'm
there.
not breaking.
Yeah,
Like,
I know. Good for her. Gosh, I love Gabby so much.
I do too, man. She
I want to see
needs
more.
to be on more reality TV shows.
Yeah, for real.
She's great, but she's my MVP as well.
What about you, Michelle? Who was your MVP?
I picked Gabby also.
Kind of hard not to this episode. I think we might have different LVPs, so how about your LVPs?
I picked, well, Dolores, because she doesn't really know what was going on.
That's who I picked too. She's way too, I didn't think there was any way you guys would pick her, but she was way too like, I am sticking with Danielle. In the beginning of the episode, she's like, I know that Tom's gonna be here because he's a traitor. And she's just like completely wrong about everything.
Well,
How
what was Brittany thinking? With I picked Danielle. But what was Brittany thinking when she saw Dolores's eyes at the round table and looked at Danielle, and then Dolores voted for Ivor again? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
He thought Dolores looked at Danielle and then looked at Brittany to say, I'm flipping to vote for
Yeah,
Danielle. Right.
she
Okay.
didn't. So was Brittany just totally misread that?
I think so. I don't know. Well, I don't know because we don't know what happened, right?
No, we don't know who Brittany puts down.
Yeah. I
But
hope
what are
she's
the
happy and happy.
wait, I'm also confused. Why did Dolores and Brittany and Danielle flip to Ivor, not Gabby?
Because Dolores wouldn't flip to Gabby, because Dolores said, I want to hear Gabby out.
Yeah. Dolores was sticking with Ivor like basically from the beginning, and that's when Danielle and Brittany were like, if we want to get somebody out, it has to be Ivor. So
Oh, I
they
must have
needed
been
like the
Dolores'
last
vote.
minute.
They had to have Dolores' vote to tie it.
Got it. Okay, I must have missed that somewhere along the way. Okay.
Dolores just screwed up everything, but I'm so glad she did because I didn't want Gabby to be out. I hope Gabby and Dylan win this whole thing, personally.
I think one of them's getting murdered next after this, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Wait, who? Wait. What? Now I'm. Who won the seer?
We didn't find out.
No. Okay, I'm like, did I miss that too? Okay, I'm confusing myself.
We find that out after roundtable.
Well, then that doesn't make sense because can't they just murder the seer once they find out who won? Or
Depending on
does
who your
nobody
pick,
find out except the seer?
nobody finds out except the seer.
Got it. Okay.
But it's like a one-on-one meeting, so I think that if they did pick a traitor, that they would know. I don't know, but Danielle, I can see why you gave her LVP just for how hard she went in that game. When she hasn't really been trying, like this whole time, she's been like, I can't remember what exactly she gave up, but there was that one where they had to like smash the plates or whatever. And she was just like giving people, like she wasn't saving herself. And it was just really weird and suspect back then. And so I think it makes it more suspect that like she switched up so hard on like how she's playing the game when it comes to like a shield or a seer or whatever.
Yeah, I
I
don't
don't
even,
guess what? I
I don't
kind of
know.
flip I flipped back to liking Danielle again because I think it's just so over the top and crazy. And I'm like, you know what? Well, if she wins, she deserves it.
Yeah, but there's no
Yes, we're
way.
all idiots.
I think I haven't flipped back because there's no way she's gonna win. If she wins, I will be so freaking shocked.
If they can get rid of, if they murder Gabby or who's
Dylan.
the other one? Dylan next. They have the numbers because Dolores isn't going against them.
It's
Yeah,
true.
that's true. But we, I mean, it. So I guess it all comes down to
Brittany and what she chooses, because if they've
Brittany and what she
been,
chooses.
if they've
Oh
made
my.
it to Danielle, okay, is it possible to not have any traitors at the end? Does that ever happen?
It happened last year, dude. Dude, I don't know why I said that. I get
No,
called
because
dude too much.
Kate was at the end,
Yeah,
but
okay.
then
I
it
thought
did get down, but it did get down to MJ,
MJ,
CT, and
yeah.
Trishelle. Yes.
You know, guys, it'll be interesting if Brittany didn't flip and somehow it is them. And if, because that will all come down to which one of them, if one of them is going to turn on one another.
So, Michelle,
If they're the final three with Dolores.
you've seen other countries. Is that possible? Can they get to a finale without any traitors being there?
I don't know. I haven't seen that. But I didn't watch UK 3 yet. I'm waiting for that to come on Peacock. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so, because they like when it gets down to one, they have to recruit. So there's going to be like at least one going into the finale.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know.
I have just like another side note here. I've thought about this all season and like, oh my gosh, we should do a best dressed for traders because their outfits are so great, but we haven't and that's fine. But I just wanted to like give a huge shout out to Gabby for her outfit this episode. She looked so great.
She was very proud of it too.
Did we have any quotes? What quotes did we have?
Listen, I didn't write any. I had a couple, but I didn't write down any of Gabby's because she had so many, and I figured y'all would probably write down a lot of hers.
Please.
So I only had I had three. Dolores, when she had the baby doll, she goes, "Aw, a kid that doesn't take money from me." And then Alan, the only time Tom was faithful.
I had that one too. That was good. Tom, for once you were actually faithful.
Faithful. Okay. And then Brittany, she's like, I play a lot of memory games with my kids and I usually lose, but I thought she's gonna go into this whole like I always win, but yeah, so those were my three. And then Gabby was like the queen of the show.
She was. What quotes did you have, Michelle?
I had one of the same ones as Abby. The other one I had was Gabby, when she said all of the traitors are clinically insane, and there's one more cougar on the loose, and it's Danielle. I just thought that was really funny because it was very true. And then I don't know why Dolores cracked me up when she was like looking at the food and she's like, "Oh, it's venison. I can't eat that. I like deer."
Soft. Oh, she said, I can't eat that. I like deer. I missed, I thought she said, oh, it's venison. I can eat that. I like deer.
Oh no, she said no.
That's funny. Okay, so Brittany, I don't have the exact quote, but I just wanted to give her a shout out for using the nip it in the bud term properly. There's like so many people say nip it in the butt, but it's nip it in the
Ew,
butt.
I hate that. That bothers me when people do that. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's, wait, when they say it improperly or properly?
Yes, when they say it
Yeah, so
wrong.
that's exactly. So that's why I gave a quote to her for that, just because yeah, she used it properly, 'cause it's like it's literally about like cutting like plants in the butt, like yeah, so nip it in the bud. And then Brittany had another quote. I just feel nothing but happiness and excitement to murder tonight. And then my two Gabby quotes. So she says, okay, so you guys all know, if you know me, I love to get my nails done. So I had to put in her manicure quote. She says, my manicure is devastated. There are not enough baby wipes in the world to clean out what is underneath my nails. And then Gabby says, I'm not a traitor. I think if I stand up there, it will just be another strong woman with a personality being falsely accused. And those were all my quotes.
She's so funny.
So is next week the finale?
I think so, yeah.
So we have a finale next week, and then I know that they film the reunion Thursday, so recent reunion too.
Y'all, code red, code red. I'll be back.
Okay.
Kyler, she can't just came up to you. She goes, "Mommy, is my skin soft now?" She's freaking covered in baby oil. I need to
Oh,
go.
God.
And it's all in her hair. Oh my God. I said, "Oh, okay, I'll be back."
Okay. I guess that's a good point to pivot to the challenge.
So you're right. The finale is Thursday, and then after the finale drops, then you can watch season three of UK Traitors will be on Peacock, which I think is smart. I think that
Okay.
will make people watch it.
Yeah, that is
I've
really
held
smart.
off on watching it because I can't stand those like illegal streaming sites. I can't figure them out. There's too it, they I don't, it's not enjoyable for me. So I'll watch it when it goes on Peacock.
Yeah, I'm not. I could never figure those out either.
The only ones I can get to work have like horrible ads. I don't know. It's bad ads. I don't like it.
I have cinema that I've watched some things on. Like I watch like a lot of X on the Beach UK on cinema, and some of the episodes were just fine, but some of the episodes like lagged so bad it would like literally give me a headache, and I'd be like, but I have to watch it, and I would just like sit
Yeah.
and suffer through it. It was awful.
Right. Yep.
So yeah, that's good that they're putting it on Peacock for sure. So, I guess pivoting to the challenge, this was maybe my favorite episode so far. I thought it was fantastic. We had great drama. We had good winners. We had people who are willing to shake things up. We had a good elimination. We had good people thrown into elimination. I can't say enough about how much I liked this episode.
I liked it too. I thought it was a good episode as well.
Did you end up actually watching it or just speed watching it?
I just was speed watching it. I need to go back and finish it.
It's a really good episode. So, okay, so at the beginning, they had all these different videos from home. They have like Nani talking to Casey, Adam to Avery and his kids, Lior to Cam and the kids, Amber to Chauncey and the kids, Devin to Michelle. Michelle tells Devin, like, I may have accidentally launched our relationship in a Q&A, which was hilarious. And Devin's just like, oh, that's great. Like, I want everybody to know how much I love you, which was
Because
fun.
this is before they filmed this before 40 aired.
Okay.
And all I'm asking, right? Because yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense. I can't remember who tweeted it. It might have been Alan. Maybe it was Mike. I can't remember, but I saw somebody that was like, leaving Nani and Casey in there, knowing that they broke up, is such a choice. Because they can edit things like so easily. Like that was like seconds. They did not need
Yeah.
to leave that in there. But so I thought that was really funny.
I wonder if like casual fans even know that Nani and Casey broke up.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So then we have the whole segment about Leroy and Dario's friendship. How Dario moved to Vegas for to be with Leroy. Leroy really like took him under his wing. They were like roommates for a little bit, blah blah blah. Like I didn't realize these two were like close, but they are. So I feel like that's important for this episode because Dario mentions them going into elimination, which I know Frank said on his live that like Dario had nothing to do with this. I was gonna do it anyways. He was just the one that like tried to get other people on, like on board with it or whatever.
I mean, that's what it seemed like. They tried to make it seem like Dario had a bigger role in it happening, and he really didn't.
No, he didn't. He didn't. So, the daily challenge was Sunday fun day, and basically they had to answer questions and they had to match their partner's questions. So basically it was like the newlywed game show, right? And if they got it wrong, then they had to put in this, like they start with a vanilla shake and they had to put it, if they got it wrong, it was like mayonnaise, ketchup, dirrier or whatever, like this,
Durian, yeah.
yes, durian, just like a bunch of stuff that would make it not taste great. Whoever drinks their shake first wins. And so Frank and Sam win. So, which is hilarious because one of the questions is like, who's the weakest team? And everybody, almost everybody answers Sam and Frank. And the people who didn't answer Sam and Frank answered Katie and Veronica. But then, so for everybody to like call them weak and then for them to like win that same
I
challenge,
like that. I like that too. Yeah.
they like also said that they're the least trustworthy. Turbo says he thinks that the least trustworthy is Leroy and Devin, which is clearly what Turbo thinks, and that's why he wrote it down, but like he needed to match Nani's answer, which Nani was never gonna put down Leroy, obviously. And so, which is even like TJ called it out. He's like, they're best friends. Actually, I might even have that as a quote, I'm not sure. Yeah, they're best friends. What are you talking about?
You know, I feel like Turbo was at a disadvantage.
He
I
doesn't
don't know, because
understand.
his English is like a second, I don't know if it's a second or a third or whatever number language it is for him. It's harder to like match, right? I don't know. But that wasn't a smart answer. No, I agree.
It is harder to match, but I also think that Turbo is way smarter than we're giving him credit for. I can't remember if it was a podcast or one of Frank's lives or where I heard it, but I heard somebody saying that he was preparing to be on a German show during filming for this, so he was literally learning German in the house.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, I can definitely have respect for him for that, for sure. So Frank wants to put in two star holders. Then at the club is when all this like Dario tells Fessy, Corey, whatever, and then Corey goes and tells Devin, and Devin's like, that's not happening. We're not going into elimination, and he tries to call out Dario. Leroy
Oh
calls
my God, he
Dario.
sounded just like him. I can totally picture him. That's not happening.
Exactly what he said. And so then we have Devin versus Dario. And honestly, I wish I would have wrote down more quotes from this because that whole fight was just epic. But like Dario's like just like telling him, like, I don't know, Devin's defense is like, I'm a champion. We aren't even in the same tax bracket. You think I'm worried about you? And like, I don't know. Dario's like, you smell. I don't like you. It's so funny. Oh, it's great. So I don't know. I loved that fight though. I loved that fight. If you are a Frank, Dario, or like Steven Adam fan, then this was the episode for you.
Wait, I wrote down one of them for the fight.
Okay.
So Dario said to Devin, you can't run, you're not athletic, you're ugly, and if you want that real smoke, I will break your jaw. And then he said, you do a couple puzzles, you got a pot belly. Like I was dying.
Oh, so good. It was so good. It was great. I gave Frank my MVP, and then I gave Dario, Adam, and Steve MVP honorable mentions. So when we get to deliberation, everybody votes in Adam and Steve again, which actually not everybody did. There were actually this time there were two votes for Corey and Big T and two votes for Melissa and Nicole. So they are starting to get a little more divided than like the unanimous Adam and Steve, but Adam and Steve had 5 votes, they were voted in. And Frank and Sam vote in Leroy and Devin to go into elimination. In the elimination, we had the floor is lava again. And they had to go on these barrels, and then the barrels make a puzzle that they have to match, like the sum has to equal like the number in the center. Which I think was 17, maybe.
One side was 17, I think. I don't know what the other side was, 23 maybe. They had two, they had each person on each other side, there was like a different number.
So Adam and Steve win their fourth elimination in a row. They've gone into the first four eliminations, and they've won all of them. I'm impressed. Honestly, I feel like at this point they kind of deserve to win.
Now, let me tell you, Steve finished his side. He goes over to Adam's side to help Adam. And Adam goes, oh, this was supposed to be adding up to 17. He didn't even know what he was doing. Steve won that by himself. Just saying.
Okay, I mean, yeah, Steve is smart. Steve's good. There's no.
I think he's traumatized from what happened last season, and he studied like any possible puzzle or whatever that could go on. So he's ready.
He is ready. He's impressively ready. I mean, I know that you are a Steve person,
That's
so.
why I have to defend. I don't like Adam, so like I'm not going to give Adam any credit.
Have you seen the Adam and Corey drama?
Okay, I was going to ask you, because like I said, I didn't like 100% watch this episode. I probably watched 70% of it. Why were Corey and Adam going back and forth each other in deliberation? Why was Corey so upset? That was the one I'm like, don't make me defend Adam. Why was Corey so upset that Adam voted for him when Corey has voted for Adam every time?
Okay, so according to like Twitter, basically, there's stuff that wasn't shown.
But what are
And
they fighting about? I just don't get it.
I don't know exactly, honestly, but and I don't know that we ever will, but
Oh.
it seems like maybe some low blows were.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me because I didn't understand why Corey was so worked up that Adam voted for him when Corey's voted for Adam every time.
Yeah. I'm not really sure, honestly, but I don't know. But we got rid of a star and we don't know what happens to that star. TJ left us on a cliffhanger and said we'd find out at the next daily challenge.
So someone's probably going to win it in the daily challenge is what's going to happen, right?
I mean, I would think.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think that's good. Incentive to win, because some people haven't really been trying.
Unless Adam and Steve, like, was it All Stars 4? Where if you like had a star and you won an elimination, then you got to give your star to somebody else. Like maybe they choose somebody to give it to.
Yep, that's what they did. But they always did it in the elimination area.
That's true.
So I think they're realizing everyone's not trying that hard because it only matters if you get first place. So maybe there's more incentive if there's a star up for grabs.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, they got to do something, but also it's getting interesting now that like you need a star to make it to the final. So right now, theoretically, we have Adam and Steve, Dario and Ashley, and who's the other one?
Nani and Turbo.
Nani and Turbo in the final. Which is crazy because like Fessy and Amber have been doing so well, but they have to go down to elimination and win in order to get their star.
Wait, back up. Are Dario and Ashley partners now?
Yeah.
Ashley K.
Ashley.
Ashley Kelsey.
Oh, okay.
They
Thank
were
you.
rivals because
Yeah,
they're
yeah, yeah. No, I knew that. I just had Ashley in on my on my brain.
She's
Okay.
so forgettable, that's why.
Yeah. Okay.
But she has really good connections, so good for her on that front. Who was your MVP?
Dario.
Dario, good one.
He made an entertaining episode for us.
Yeah, he did. Honestly, okay, I don't know why I keep thinking this. Maybe it's because of like the Devin beef. I mean, it has to be. But I really want to see like Dario and Amanda on a season together, like team up against the Vacation Alliance and like
Are they
that.
friends?
No. I
Oh.
mean, I don't, not like, no, they're not.
Oh, okay.
But that's why I would, I mean, they haven't played a season together since Invasion. So I would love to see them get together again. 'Cause I think that they hate all the same people.
Yeah, right. Good point. Now, after this episode, I can't understand why they wouldn't bring Dario back for a regular season.
I know, he should have been on 41.
Yep.
If they ever do like a Battle of New Champions again and Dario's not there, they are not casting it right.
Yeah.
Who is your LVP?
Devin.
Yeah, for
Too
sure.
cocky. Thought he had everything figured out. Thought he was going to coast right to the finale.
Yeah.
Didn't even finish his side of the puzzle.
Nope.
Lost the, in my opinion, lost the fight against Dario. Loss after loss for him in this episode.
So I saw something that it was like in one of the Facebook groups, it's and it was like, how come everybody on Facebook is Team Devin and everybody on Twitter is Team Dario?
Oh, good question.
I think it's because of gamer. I don't know, but I mean,
I think Facebook are casuals, and then we're the real fans. What can I say?
okay. I can because I'm Team Dario too, especially in this. I mean, they're both Are You the One, so like that doesn't matter to me. I don't know, but yeah, I was totally Team Dario on this one.
You know what? Did they show some like flashback clips of Devin in this episode? They must have shown something from like the first challenge season he was on, and I can't remember what the con. Maybe it was with Dar. It was with Dario, and like Dario betrayed him or something. They were trying to show.
Okay.
Dario looks exactly the same. Looks great. Devin looks like a totally different person. I don't know.
Devin looks better now than he did then,
I
though.
don't think. I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Dario is a very handsome man, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he looked good then and he looks great now. Devin, I was like, whoa, he looks completely different. I don't know.
So what quotes did you have besides your Dario quote?
That was all I wrote down. Sorry.
Okay, no, you're good. So I had an Adam quote. So like obviously it's an eating challenge, right? So then in Adam's, I think it's like I don't think it was in ITM. I think it was or like the confessional. I think it was like before the challenge confessional type thing, you know? He goes, "Let's go fuck up the plumbing back at this house." And then I had a Turbo quote. So he talks about like how he found out that he his zodiac sign is a Cancer. He says, "My friend see my birthday and tells me I'm a Cancer. I'm like, oh my God, it was a bad time, you know? I go to the hospital, I check everything. Thank God I am not Cancer." So he like thought he had cancer, but it was his zodiac sign. So that's my Turbo quote.
Yes, I remember that.
Then Frank, y'all voted me as untrustworthy, and so I just want to do you justice and make sure that I make a move here that warrants being called untrustworthy. Then Adam 17's my daughter's birthday, both of them, like that's his lucky number. And then at the very end, TJ, now you're probably all wondering what happens to Devin and Leroy Star. Well, see you at the next challenge. Those were all my quotes. Yeah, that I like I said, I thought that was the best episode so far. I really enjoyed it. Any final thoughts on the challenge before we move on to the season premiere of Survivor?
It just seems like they're setting up next week for something different to happen, for it not to be Adam and Steve next week, right? From the preview, like it looks like they're setting it up that it's not going to be Adam and Steve, and that they're trying to, like, Veronica's going to try to do something to get a different team in there.
Veronica looks like she is doing work, and like she's politically so smart and so savvy. I'm excited for to see what she does next episode.
I know. I am too. I agree.
I hope it doesn't bite her and send them into elimination.
Yes, right.
So moving on to the season premiere of Survivor. So I'm pretty sure this is like the first episode of Survivor that my mom ever watched, and she didn't watch all of it, but she really liked Eva. She did see that part where she talks to Joe about how she has autism,
Yes.
and then the next day she comes over and she's like, "Well, can we watch Survivor? Like, I want to watch that girl with autism again or whatever." I really liked her. And I'm like, Mom, there's not another episode for another week. How
Oh,
this
okay.
works.
Yeah.
So funny.
I thought they gave, I don't know, is her name Eva or Ava? Eva.
I thought it was Eva.
Yeah. They gave her like a win. When I watch this, I'm like, she's gonna win. Cause the music they started layering underneath when she was talking was like winner edit to me. I don't know. I
Okay.
have no idea, but the way she got the edit, I was like, this girl's gonna win.
I really like her. I have her on my fantasy, not in the money league, but in the other league. I have her. I really like her a lot. You are killing it at fantasy, first of both leagues.
I was cracking up when I saw that. It's just because of, I think her name is pronounced Say. It's not Sai. It's like Say.
Say, okay.
Yeah. She got so many points, and I had her in both.
Good for you. I had Stephanie in the money league, so I'm the first one to lose a person, so that kind of
Oh, I'm sorry.
that's okay. My other person is Justin, who had more say than I thought he was going to, so hopefully, because he was like the last guy available.
Who's
So
Justin?
he has like the long like blacker hair.
Okay.
He can't even remember what tribe he's on.
I'm gonna look him up. It's okay.
But yeah, no, that's who I have. He's my only person left, so hopefully he does like something. But in the other
Oh,
league,
yeah, I remember him. I just looked at his picture. I remember him.
but in the other league, I have Eva, and I think that she is great. Shuin, I think that's how you say his name. Shaun.
Yeah, I don't know. Yep.
I have him too. I think he has the ability to be a big player.
Yeah.
I don't have Joe, but I really like Joe. I think Joe is great. Yeah, those are kind of the people I think I liked based off of episode one.
Yeah, I think Eva and Joe and Say and maybe even, I think his name's Cedric, were kind of like the standouts. Like for entertaining and like big stories, right?
Yeah, I will say when the two people, Kevin and Kyle, when they went off to do the task to like get the supplies or whatever,
Yep.
Kevin breaks his pot. I thought it was really cool and smart of him to help Kyle, because that's like an alliance that he's making for the future, like potentially like a tribe swap or a post-merge or whatever. I thought that was really smart, because he couldn't win anyways, so he might as well try to help somebody else. I thought that was super smart.
Yeah, that was really nice. I like both Kevin and Kyle.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so Justin is the one who who she shares her like Beware Advantage of with first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I really liked this was a good premiere, I thought. I thought we got to see a lot of different players and kind of like how they work together with their tribes. I gave okay, you say it's Say, right?
Well, I just know it wasn't Sai, and then I was like, oh, I would have pronounced that. There's a girl on Housewives that spells it the same way, and it's Sai, and I think she was saying it was Say.
Gotcha. Okay. So I gave Say my MVP. I think
Me
she fought
too.
really, really, really well, and she is the only person who figured out like what the advantage was. She got the nudity idol. She didn't play it because she didn't have to. Yeah, I gave her my MVP. I gave Joe an MVP honorable mention though, for the way that he dealt with Eva.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was really heartwarming that he was like so accepting, and he was literally like, no matter what, I will never say like I will never like throw her under the bus. Like we are ride or dies until the end. And I had a quote from him when she first like tells him that she's autistic. He says, "How can I help you in that moment?" And I just thought that was like so big of him, especially in a game setting. I really, 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 really like Joe. And then I think you have to give the LVP to Stephanie.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately. What quotes did you have?
You know what? The only one I had was when they were talking about steaks, and Kyle said that Charity likes her steak well done. That's the sign of a psychopath. I don't know why. It cracked me up.
That was funny. Who said that?
Kyle, I think.
That was good. That was good. That was really good. And okay, so my mom, she's like, "Well, I like my steak medium well." I'm like, "Mom, shut up." Here's psycho. So I guess still learning how to say some of their names, but Sean Shuin.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out for next week.
Yeah. It's knowing you are living one of the best days of your life while you're having one of the best days of your life.
And what was he talking about? Being on Survivor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's sweet.
And then Kyle, I'm happy to walk into a party late, but walking into a party late with a costume is a whole nother freaking story. And he's talking about how, like, he obviously went on that journey. And he is a lawyer, but he doesn't want people to know he's a lawyer. And so he tells them that he's an English teacher.
Right.
And then Say, she says, at first I just thought these were street names. Oh, this is Fish Road. She's
I
like,
thought it was really smart how she I know she told other people, but she figured out the hard part on her own, or at least that's how it was edited. So I thought that was really smart that she figured that out. That seemed
I agree.
not obvious at all.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think that it was expected to take them longer. None of the other tribes figured that out. Not even.
Yeah.
And then my last one, Stephanie says no one likes a delusional queen. Or no one likes to work with a delusional queen. I'm sorry. So those were my quotes, but yeah, I thought it was a good episode. Good first episode. I
It was
can't,
a good first episode, definitely.
but so far so good.
Yeah.
I like the people, I like the characters, like the personalities, like I think that they're it's gonna be hopefully, unless they get rid of everybody good right away, it'll be a good show for us.
I think so too.
So, do either of you two have any final thoughts about any of these four shows?
No, I am going to watch Survivor, though. I'm not going to get too far behind.
Oh, good.
And there's only two episodes of Traitors left, so it's not like We have so much to watch for so long. And honestly, we're almost done with Bachelor too, but yeah. About halfway through with the challenge, I think. All right, well, if nobody has any final thoughts, then thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.